Bonjour et merci de voler des nains aériens de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Doobies Américains.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like the best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, you can order it at our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Click on, and there it is. And all the proceeds go to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Now, we've made $40,000 thereabouts up to this point. The CD's been on sale since about mid-December. And you can order it online. Later on in the week, we're going to have another way for you to get a hold of that. So, thephilhendryshow.com is the website, and you can order our CD. And like I said, all the bread goes to my friend's place. 1-800-449-8686. Still taking some calls. We're checking. We're kind of doing a post-Y2K show this evening. What went wrong? What went right? Taking calls from some people. We had a guy in our first hour who was talking about being made fun of by his neighbors because he was, had a whole bunch of stuff he didn't need. Went out and bought a generator and KY jelly and a whole bunch of stuff. Well, last hour, Margaret Gray checked in, who is a syndicated columnist and is just not taking any prisoners, has absolutely no sympathy whatsoever for anybody that made any preparations. And we're just taking input like that for the next few minutes on the show. 1-800-449-8686. And here's Tahunga on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm a part owner in a business out here. We do a outdoor supply business, and we have all kinds of camping equipment. We have tents. We have generators. We have much of the material that you've been speaking about on your program. We also have patio furniture, barbecue cutlery, things like that. But we had a lot of people, I'd say the early part of this year, coming in and buying a lot of things. Generators were one of them. Hunting knives, kind of outdoor cutlery. We had a lot of tents that we sold, a lot of Coleman stoves, a lot of propane. And the last 2 days now, we're starting to see them trickle in a little bit. Now, the business that I'm in, I'm partnered with another guy. And
now, let me ask you, you have a business that specializes in survival stuff?
No, we don't really specialize in survival equipment per se. We have outdoor. The name of our store is Burns Outdoor and More Supply Store. We're in Tahunga, so we do a lot of camping equipment.
All right, so you're not a survivalist store. You have camping equipment. You have patio furniture.
Right. Essentially things for the out-of-doors, non-indoor materials, even cooking materials. It's been really interesting. My partner and I bought the business about 6 years ago. It's got a pretty good name here in Tahunga. Now, my partner feels that we ought to honor returns because he's a good businessman, and I know that he feels people did some panic buying, and he's one of these, what do you want to call them, touchy-feely kind of guys. And that's fine for business. I know some business operate that way. But right now, we're starting to see them trickle in a little bit.
What are you seeing trickling in? People who want to return things?
People who want to return things. People who want to bring back their generator, just like I heard this guy say a couple hours ago. We got people who want to bring back tents, people who want to bring back camping equipment. I got into it with a guy who came into the store yesterday because we're open 7 days a week, and I generally do the managing on the weekend, and he brought back a gas generator, and I said, just what one of your other callers said, I'm not in the business of renting equipment. You know?
Well, actually, that was me. I said that. And a lot of store owners are saying the same thing, renting equipment. So I know what you're saying.
Right. So he wanted me to refund the cost on a gas generator. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he said, Sears has given people back 80 cents of the dollar. And I said, well, that's great. It's too bad you didn't buy it from Sears. And this guy's given me a song and a dance. And I basically told him he could go out and suck on that generator because for all the good it's going to do him.
So you've got people who are pressing you to return a lot of their equipment.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not running any, we're not running a membership club store here. These guys who went and bought their stuff, and then they want to come back here. Now, when my partner's on, he takes the refunds.
And well, what makes your partner different from you? If he's taking the refund, now you say that he understands there was a little bit of panic buying going on. Is that correct?
Yeah, he understands. He's a good man. He's a nice guy, and people like him. But you know what? He does the PR. I do the business. And as long as I'm on, we're not going to take any of this stuff back. These people, they made the purchase. They knew what they were getting into. And I'll say this, and I say this with all due respect, you know. They can kiss my ass is basically what I'm saying.
All right, that's not necessary, sir.
Well, we've been up to our eyeballs in it for the last 3 days.
So you have an awful lot of people wanting to return their equipment. When did they buy it?
Well, these are people who are buying it I'd say 6 months ago.
So in the middle of the year?
From the early part of the year to the middle of the year, they were buying it, and then a lot of the stuff started to die down. They thought they'd still need it. New Year's comes around. They don't need it anymore. They can suck on it for all I care. I'm not taking stuff back. I'm not taking back and giving people refunds on stuff. They're going to have to find other things to do with it.
Well, I'm not sure that that's a bad way to do business, but I think your attitude might need a little rounding off.
Well, when they come in and they demand that I give them their money back for a generator that I sold to them that was perfectly good, or camping equipment.
But you said that your partner understands that there's such a thing as panic buying, and that people...
I don't care how panicked they are. Doesn't matter to me. I sold them this stuff. I knew they were panic buying at the time. I knew that they didn't need the stuff at the time because I knew the stuff was... we marked our prices up. The day that I heard that this Y2K thing was going to get pretty heavy.
You marked up your prices?
Absolutely.
And you're not ashamed of that?
Absolutely not. Why would I be?
Taking advantage of a situation. I mean, it's almost like if somebody needs bottled water and there isn't any water, marking the price up.
Hey, there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, as soon as I heard about the Y2K thing, I jacked the price, probably about 50% on our generators, another 50 to 60% on all of our MREs. Now, those are ready to eat. Those are like the Marine Corps rations that you get.
You sold those?
We sold MREs. I jacked the price on our hunting knives, another 20%. I jacked the price on our tents up another 30, 40%. All the propane stoves and propane, I jacked that up 50%. You know, I'm not gonna miss out on an opportunity with a bunch of these, you know, people coming through the door.
All right, so what you have... Boy, you sure don't mind letting people know that you are definitely a profiteer, huh?
I wouldn't call it profiteering, Phil. I call it being a good businessman.
So what you're doing now is you're encountering people bringing their stuff back.
That's right.
And how much of it are you accepting?
None.
So you're not taking any?
None of it, no. You bought it, you can eat it. You know, the saying is, you know, you bought it, you own it. I'm not renting it. I'm not giving anybody any money back on this stuff. You bought it, you own it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just think that if you have a partner who's honoring a different policy, there must be some reason for that, right?
Well, he wants to be touchy-feely. I don't do that.
And what do you mean by touchy-feely?
He wants to be one of these guys that is, you know, being a sweetheart to everybody. Oh, you know, I understand. Some old lady comes in, she bought too much stuff, whatever. I don't do that. So I tell these people, you can eat it, you can suck on it, do anything you want, but you're not getting your money back on it.
What's the name of your store?
We have Burns Outdoor and More Supply Store in Tonga, Phil.
All right. I'm not saying you're a bad businessman, sir, okay?
No, I understand that.
I'm just saying that if you got a partner who is taking the money, and the other thing is, you know, try to be a little... We got a lot of heartless people here tonight talking about, well, you know, now you got to eat it, now you got to suck on it, now that's tough for you, you got prepared, other people didn't. I mean, have a little compassion. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're doing our little post-Y2K show here. We've had a guy went out and bought all the stuff. Now the neighbors are laughing at him. Margaret Gay checked in. She thinks he ought to be laughed at. Business owner on the line who says that he sold a lot of Y2K stuff. He purposefully marked the price up, in some cases 50%, and he's not taking any of that stuff back. Now, I did hear a news report today where Sears is not taking back their generators at full price. They're charging 20% of the price. And the comment is, we don't rent stuff, we sell it. This gentleman from it's an outdoor store, sir?
I beg your pardon, Phil?
Is it an outdoor store?
That's correct. Burns Outdoor and More Supply Store. We're in Tujunga, California.
And you aren't renting stuff, huh?
No, I'm not renting stuff. And I feel for a lot of these people who got caught up in all the hype, but that's not my problem. I'm here to make a dollar, and yeah, I do. I've heard you mention my partner a couple of times. Yes, he is the kind of guy who's little on the touchy-feely side, and he's touchy-feely with the customers. I'm here to make a dollar. I'm not here to stand around with my rear end hanging in the breeze at the end of the work day. I'm here to make a dollar, and that means when somebody walks in the door and they got this panic going on or whatever you call it, they want to buy a tent or anything, I didn't know what they were talking about. When I first saw them coming through the door, they said, oh, Y2K this, Y2K that. I said, I don't know what the hell it is you're talking about, but I'll say the stuff, whatever you need.
All right, 1-800-449-8. You were not aware of this problem.
I didn't know what they were talking about. I knew they had a problem. I said, what do you want? They're buying all this stuff. I said, fine.
All right, here is Nashville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Sir, do you have that caller, do you have any idea that if you are playing on people like that and you're living in that community, that stuff comes back and bites you on your ass because you're not going to be able to exist?
They want to bring this stuff back.
You are
bringing anything back.
But what do you think is going to happen when you get ready to have a situation where it may be a hurricane or something else that's going on down there, and the people are going to need to come back to you? They're going to remember some of the stuff that you're doing right now.
Oh, so I'm supposed to give them their money back? I'm supposed to give them their money back on this stuff they bought. Some old lady bought, I don't know what it was, like a dozen MREs from me.
Well, what difference does it matter? You jack the price up 50% anyway, you're going to make something off of it, even if you decide to do what Sears was doing, taking 20% off the dollar. Like that, you've already jacked the price up.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're at the park, a bunch of ducks coming around, and you got food. You start feeding the ducks, right? Right?
Well, what does this have to do with
ducks? I'll tell you what, it's the same thing with people. They start coming in the door, friend, I'm going to start feeding the ducks.
Well, how much business you think you're gonna how long you think you're gonna be able to last there in that town if you're sitting there just trying to make a dollar?
This old lady that come in 6 months ago to buy these MREs. You know what I'm talking about with an MRE? It's one of these.
What is an MRE?
It's a Marine Corps ration. It's food in a can. She bought, I don't know, 20 of them. She's bringing it back now. I'm not.
Well, wait a minute. You said an old lady.
Yeah, she's some old woman. And,
well, MREs don't go bad because they're sealed.
You still exist there. How in the world can you sit there and talk about people like that and you still have a business there? I don't understand that.
Easy. I'm a good businessman. I make a dollar. At the end of the day, my rear end isn't hanging in the breeze. What do you do for a living, my friend?
Well, I sure don't come over there and do anything that you're doing, that's for sure.
How do you make a dollar?
Business.
How do you make a dollar? I'm a businessman.
Well, I'm a
farmer. I do business. You're a what?
I'm a farmer.
A farmer?
Yes, I'm a farmer. Isn't anything wrong with that?
Well, what do you farm?
Oh, I have different crops and things like that. But that's not the subject that we're talking about right now. We're talking about how
things.
You sit down
what are
and,
you
and
growing?
Play on other people's intelligence, and we're talking about your business partner, basically, who to me seems like he's a more people-oriented.
I got a business partner that's touchy-feely.
You don't
he's one
give
of these
a damn
guys
about people.
I care about people, pal, but I care about a dollar. I'm out to turn a dollar. At the end of the day, I'm going to turn a dollar. I got a business partner who's touchy-feely.
Well, how do you sleep at night?
I care about people spending money in my store. That's how I care about people.
How do you sleep at night, sir? How
very
do you
well.
Sleep knowing that you just rip people off like that?
Peacefully.
How do you sleep at night?
Ripping them off when there's a high demand. Let me tell you something about being a farmer. You guys are getting screwed. You're getting it right up the giggy with a Wawa brush, my man. You guys ought to be charging 100% more than what you're charging. You know what? One thing people got to do is eat, don't they? Don't they?
But you
got to eat it. What are you guys doing? You're
I don't
there underselling the market, undercharging. You want to charge more. What do you grow over there? What do you call it? Rutabaga or what is it?
No, I have pigs. I have corn. I have all different kind of stuff that we
you
run,
want to be
cropping and everything
Why
like that.
You
but
double
I still
the price of that corn?
I wouldn't push up my price like you're doing and playing on people's intelligence like
Why
that. I don't,
you know
I don't
what
think
pork
that's
chops,
nice.
You know how much people love pork chops, don't they?
What
you
want
to triple the price on a pork?
What you're doing with people, sir?
I'm saying to you that when some old bag comes
in, you sound like a complete wacko.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm a businessman. And when an old lady comes into my store and she says, "Oh my God, I'm afraid of Y2K," I'm going to look at this. I got my. You talk about having a pork chop.
How old are you, sir?
How old am I? 38. How old
are you? And you 38 years old, and you got an old lady coming in there, and you're taking advantage of somebody like that. Do you know you're going to get old one day?
You know what you ought to do is triple those ham hock prices around Kwanzaa. That's the way to do business, seriously. Because they got this Kwanzaa deal going on right now. You know about that, don't you?
Oh, God.
What? You know about Kwanzaa.
I just don't understand you, sir. I just don't understand how you could.
What do you mean triple ham hock prices at Kwanzaa?
You take advantage of people like that, and you turn around and charge them the kind of prices that you charge. You won't take anything back. You're talking about your other partner and everything taking things back like that. I can't believe you're still in business. I just can't believe it.
He's touchy-feely, and what I'm trying to say to you is you're a farmer. You talk about a guy taking it in the shorts. You guys take it more than anybody else, and you're telling me not to overcharge? You got pigs. You got corn. That sounds like a good dinner to me.
People have a choice whether they want to buy something from the farmer or not. Like when they come in there in desperate need, like you're doing right now, and they pretty much don't have a choice about what they're trying to buy, you're taking advantage of them. If they decide not to buy my crop from what I'm selling, they can go to other places. But you're playing on their intelligence because they're coming to your place to buy something because they think they're in dire need of something, and you're turning around and hacking up the price. And now you're sitting there talking about you're not giving away anything. You're not going to be in business, sir, next year. I can assure you that.
Well, what do you think's happened to farmers in this country? Those guys are really raking it in, aren't they? Talk about going out of business. You're the guys that are getting screwed six ways to sunset. Now, you know what they say about the chicken and the pig? The chicken made a contribution. The pig made a commitment. And it's the same thing with my business.
Well, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Pigs and things. What is wrong with you?
I'm talking about the chicken made the contribution, the pig made the commitment.
To what?
To breakfast.
Oh, God.
All right, okay.
He needs help.
I don't need help. You're the guy that's going out of business.
Forget it.
All right, thanks for calling. 1-800, whatever it is. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Green Bay on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
This is Rob Meyer. I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing real good.
Great.
You know, I don't necessarily agree with all the business owners' comments, but I will have to say that when a person buys something, they have to live up to some type of responsibility.
They pay for the product,
and if they got a product that works, they can stand up for themselves. They got to say that, hey, this is something I bought, and now I own it.
You're absolutely right there, kid. And let me tell you something. I've been in this business too long to have some old, some people come in, I don't need the MREs anymore, and I don't need this or that. This farmer's on the line telling me all about growing pork chops and whatever the hell he does. He's the guy who's taking it in the shorts. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I understand that, but, you know, at the same time, when there's a product out there to be sold, there's some people that go out there and they can sell it and they can make a buck on it. And these people didn't come in, they didn't have a gun to their head to try to buy this product, and whether it's a generator or whether it's the rash.
By the way, Rob, it's Rob, right?
It's Rob.
Are you interested in, we do have some MREs. I don't know whether you're interested in that stuff or not.
No, I'm not. We got
some generators, and I thought maybe you'd be interested.
I bought a car last year.
I understand. I'm sorry I asked.
Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be like all those other shows that are on nationally and welcome new affiliates. I won't. No. Anyway, welcome, Philly. Delphia. 1-800-449-8686. Talking with people this evening about Y2K, a business owner on the line who has an outdoor store where you make no bones over the fact that you jacked the price on your products when you knew that Y2K buying had begun, correct?
Well, I wanted to make a point, Phil, about the farmer that I was speaking with. Now, I mentioned to him, it's no different than him tripling the price on ham hocks at Kwanzaa. See, they have this thing. And
yeah, what was that supposed to mean?
I don't know what it was supposed to mean was.
What is that supposed to mean, triple the price on ham hocks at Kwanzaa?
What it means is they got a thing called Kwanzaa, which is the black deal.
And I'm aware of what it is.
All right, well.
Well, what?
The guy said he raised pigs and corn. And they got the black deal going on now with Kwanzaa. And I'm saying that...
First of all, Kwanzaa is over. It was between Christmas and New Year.
All I'm saying is that's something that they like to eat. And
who?
You know, you're making it really tough, Phil.
Who are you talking about? What do you mean triple the price on ham hocks at Kwanzaa?
I'm saying that the guy on the phone was a farmer. He raises pigs and corn. He said to me that I was being bad by raising the prices on my product. I said the guy that's getting screwed more than anybody else in America today is the farmer, and he should start by tripling the price on ham hocks at Kwanzaa, because that's the black deal that the black people do, and they love to go for the ham hocks.
Black folks go for ham hocks.
So what, I'm not being politically correct?
No, I want to know. So in other words, he'll make himself some dough on those ham hocks and pork chops, and let's forget the black-eyed peas at Kwanzaa time.
Yeah, if he grows black-eyed peas, all the better.
I mean, okay, I got it. Let's go to Sydney on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think this man has just totally ruined his own business.
I'm ruining my business.
How are you ruining your business?
I do okay, pal.
I'm sure you do okay.
I do fine.
Guys, do a lot of price gouging going on?
Price gouging? Hey, look, if these people come in, they want to get a hunting knife and these dehydrated peas and all this stuff, what am I supposed to do, stand there and not raise prices? Come on.
No, that's
wrong.
But you
know what?
Your partner will give refunds or exchanges, but you won't do nothing for that?
Why should I give exchanges on these knuckleheads that came in and bought this stuff 6 months ago?
You're in business together.
You've got to be putting me on.
Either you make an exchange or refund, or you don't. You need a company policy to stay the same.
That's true. Your car phone's crapping out a little bit, sir. Here is, but that's true. If you have a company-wide policy...
Sometimes is going to give refunds to these people, and we've talked about it. I said, look, you know, you do what you're going to do. I tell the people, you bought that stuff. You know what that stuff's for. I'm not taking it back. They're coming in here, like I told you, the old lady with the MREs. And
you got an elderly woman coming in and buying Marine Corps rations, and you won't take those back.
You know, I don't know. We've never met, Phil. Do I look like Santa Claus to you?
I'm just saying, this is an elderly woman who got scared and she bought a bunch of MREs, and you won't take them back.
I'm going to take them back? But Mrs. Claus here, the old lady got panicked. She bought a bunch of these Marine Corps rations. She's going to have to live and let and learn.
Live and learn, man. She's probably lived a long time and probably already knows. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
From Portland?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, real good.
Great.
No, just a few comments. The one statement I might make right off the top is thank heaven for free enterprise.
You got it.
And
you got
for
it.
Those, I might also say there's such a thing as volume, customer loyalty. And if you look at a very small picture at a very small time of the year or the century, you can make a gouge and gouge these elderly people
and things like that.
No, you wait for me and then you can respond.
Well, I think it's
but,
very unfair.
But now, when you have a satisfied customer, whether you give back, maybe 6 months might be a long time, but... if you have a refund program, you have a satisfied customer, and you're losing customers, you have to continually work your butt off every month to keep customers, because I cannot see customers coming back to you. I'm a businessman.
Wait a second. I believe in volume.
I believe in building my business. I believe in fair play. And but like I say, thank heaven for free enterprises, because it's people like you that make a good business look real good.
Wait a second. This old lady come in. Oh, can you get me those MREs?
First of all, you don't have any respect. An elderly lady is fine, but old lady, I think, is a detrimental statement.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Fair enough. Senior citizen.
See, that shows your attitude to the public, but go ahead.
Look, pal, I turn a nice dollar. How about you?
I'm not your pal, by the way.
You make a dollar?
I turn a fantastic product.
All right. I do a nice dollar at the end of a workday. But the senior citizen came in.
You don't have to repeat it. I heard you.
All right. Now
you probably have quite a few that you've done that to. And that's okay. It's free enterprise.
Well, look, these are the people that get
you. But those people won't come back to you.
Are you hearing what this man is saying? If you are, but you're taking advantage of old people.
Wait just a second. These old people are coming into my store all panicked out about the Y2K. I said, sure, we got what you need.
That's right.
And you're jacking up, and
you can make a quick buck on the elderly people.
They got that
limited income, everything. You're doing great.
Wait a second, they got that the Social Security, everything else. I'm not jacking it that much.
Well, look at why would you? You probably couldn't sleep at night.
Have
and you used the analogy earlier about the ducks. You're probably too darn cheap to buy the food to pay the duck.
Wait a second. You've heard the term shooting fish in a barrel, right?
Oh, now we're going to go fishing.
You've heard the term shooting fish in a barrel, I'm sure.
We're not talking terms here. We're talking about, you know, people were scared and they did stock up.
People were scared
like
and people were stocking up, right?
I didn't say you did anything wrong. I'm saying your business is not a business I would like to do business with.
Sir, you've all but called me an asshole tonight for the way that I'm, selling.
I didn't. You just called yourself one.
Well, wait a second. You've all but called me that.
I have never used one profanity word. You're the one
that's
doing it.
You're saying that I'm the kind of guy to make sure. You're in Portland. You could probably make a killing selling umbrellas and rubbers, right? Right?
No, because everybody has one. They buy them at wholesale outlet stores, and, you know, if they don't like them, they can take them back and get their money back.
You telling me you don't sell umbrellas and rubbers?
No, I do not.
Buddy, you're missing out. You're in Portland. It rains. Hello?
I'm sure the man knows the business that he's in, and I'm sure the man understands the environment of Portland, Oregon, okay?
I don't think you're too swift. I just don't think you're swift. If you live in Portland, Oregon, and you ain't selling umbrellas and rubbers.
Well, why should I do that when I have a product that touches everybody in this country, so it doesn't matter?
What do you got?
I save everybody 50 to 80% on their taxes. And I'm not an accountant or CPA.
Well,
now, beat that one.
What do you do?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, you're telling me that I'm slimy. You're telling me I'm slimy and you won't even lay it out there. Okay.
Look, let's forget about that. We're talking about Y2K and you selling stuff to senior citizens at a 60% markup, as you were saying. Thank you, sir, for your call. Here's Fort Wayne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Fort Wayne, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
Oh, hi.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is like the lady I sold this stuff to.
Oh, you are such a despicable character.
Wait a second.
Oh, you are such a fake, it isn't even funny.
Did you come into the store the other day?
No way. I wouldn't go even near you.
Why? Clear your throat.
I need to.
I bet. A little phlegm, huh?
Yeah. No, you know...
Hey, look, turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go. That's it.
What's even bad is...
Look, you come into the store the other day, I'll give you your money back, okay?
No, I wouldn't even go into your store.
Well,
and anyway, I don't even believe you have a store.
How'd you prepare for the KY?
No, you don't even have a store.
I got a store in Tujunga, California. I'll give you the phone number if you want.
Oh, I...
Okay, what's your phone number?
Phone number is 213-251-3189.
That's the number to your store?
Absolutely. And we do great outdoor business.
No, I wouldn't come into your store.
Well, 8686 1-800-449-8686, Long Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have no comment on the man's business practices, the way he runs his business. That's up to him. He's a business owner.
Thank you.
But I do have a comment that he and his partner need to be consistent in the refund, non-refund policy in order to give good business to their customers.
Well, I got to do something. When he's screwing up, I got to do something.
Well, the people are going to come to you, and you're going to say no. And they're going to turn around and go to him, and he'll say yes. And that's not good business practice.
Well, you can't bring it in twice.
No, but, I mean...
We'll go back to him. They bring a generator, so no way.
Yeah, but
so
then they could bring it in.
They'll turn around and they'll take it to him. If they find out that he's the one that is allowing the refund.
Well, I'd better not find that out.
They won't go to you. They'll go to him.
Well, I hope not, because that's going to make me angry. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well,
it might be happening.
The two of you need to get together and establish a policy that this business will... You know, this is the business policy, not my policy or his policy, but the business's policy.
Well, that's not a bad idea. He's touchy-feely.
That doesn't matter. If you're equal partners, you need to come to some kind of a compromise that this will be the policy of this business.
Well, no, we're not going to come to any compromise. The policy's going to be we ain't taking anything back.
You need to discuss that with your partner then.
But you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
That you guys need to come to some kind of an agreement.
You have to be consistent. If your partner's given refunds and you're not giving refunds, what if somebody comes through the door after you said, no, we're not giving a refund, and then they come to the door the next day to your partner, and he gives them a refund?
Or they find out through word of mouth that you're not, but he is. They will wait until he's there.
I better not find that out.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Just what I said. I better not find it out.
Well, you guys need to establish some kind of policy then.
No, the policy
you need to do it quickly
because it's happening right now. The policy is we're not going to give any refunds.
And if your partner gives refunds?
Then he better start running and hope I don't catch up.
Well, that's the comment I have. You guys have a business to run. I am not a business person. I am a consumer.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you guys run your business.
Well,
but
how we
you
run
do
our
need
business.
To be consistent in how you handle this.
The policy is he'll do as I say or bend over. That's the policy.
Your partner.
My partner, right. That's how I treat him.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call this evening.
Thank you.
1-800.
I can tell that she thinks that we should have a consistent business.
That was the point of her call, yeah. Either you are giving refunds or you're not.
Okay, here it is. We're not giving refunds.
All right, if anybody comes into your store, and I doubt very seriously if you're going to get anybody coming into your store after jacking the price on your MREs. You ever had one, by the way? They're not bad. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Every show, 1-800-449-8686, with a business owner who said he didn't mind gouging people for Y2K stuff. Let's go to Altus on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, that fella that doesn't mind gouging, are you there?
That's me, Pops.
Hello?
That's me.
Yeah, that's you, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you're probably a young guy.
I'm 38.
You're 38.
I'll tell you something. I turn a nice dollar at the end of the day.
And you're very sophomoric and very myopic.
I turn a very nice dollar.
Yeah, and you're sophomoric and myopic, too.
Whatever.
As for survivor,
good.
You are until you find some tough people, and then you're not going to survive, dude.
Hey.
You know, you refer to the elderly lady. I heard you refer to her as this old bag came
into
your store.
I didn't say anything.
You referred to her as that.
I did not.
I beg your pardon. I'm not a liar. I hear what I hear. You
old
said
bag.
Exactly that. You said that. This old bag
about...
came into my store.
Did you say that?
Wait a second.
Did you say that, sir?
No, Mr. Henry. He did, too.
Your audience heard him. I heard him.
I was talking about some equipment we had.
I don't invent things.
An old
the
bag.
Point is, fella.
An old bag.
You know, yeah, that's what you said.
I didn't say that about a person. I said it
you
about
said
some equipment.
That. You said this old bag came into my store to buy rations.
You're
obviously a jerk. You'll be in business in California because there's jerks out there that'll
Wait
go
a second.
For you.
Wait a second.
You know?
I think your memory's
And there's
shot.
Enough people there. You have a turnover. You're not going to have repeat customers. If you do, they're fools.
I make a nice dollar.
Oh, you make a nice dollar. You're
yes,
a user of people.
No, I'm not. The old
you're
lady,
a user,
whatever you want to
mister.
Call it. You're rambling.
I'm not rambling.
You're rambling along. What's your point?
My point is that, Bill Henry has some really screwed up...
Bill Henry, who is...
By the way, my name is Phil.
I'm sorry?
Phil, all right.
My name's Phil.
Screwed up people
I didn't
there.
Know.
I mean, why do you put that guy on your program?
Your name could be Rudolph.
To antagonize people?
No, look, I'm a business owner.
To excite people?
I'm a business owner who turns a nice dollar. You want me to give my stuff away.
I didn't say that. No, I don't. No,
what are you talking about then? She comes in wants to turn back stuff.
You don't respect anybody. You don't respect your customers. You don't respect yourself.
Wait a minute. Bill Henry said...
My name is Phil Henry.
I got
Well, the guy called you Bill.
I did. I did that.
Yeah. His name isn't Bill.
Well, that was what I was hearing on my radio.
Well,
my radio is not the best
what
reception
is your name?
Here.
What's your name?
My name's Ray Long.
No, the host. What's your name?
My name is Phil Henry.
It's not Bill.
No, it is not Bill.
Look, your name could be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What's the point?
The point is this. I turn a nice dollar. The old lady comes in. She wants
the
money back.
The old bag comes in, right? That's in your mind. That's
I didn't
your
say old bag. You said old bag.
No,
I was
you
talking
said
about,
that.
You, I did not.
You
I was
did
talking
too.
About a piece of a sleeping bag.
Oh,
yes, I was.
This old bag comes in.
And she buys some MREs. And
oh,
then she
man,
wants some
bunch
of.
You're so shallow.
She wants
I don't know how you
back.
Do stay in business. I don't know how you got in business.
What business are you in, Pops?
Pops, see there?
Look, why don't you clean the crap out of
here? You know how hard it is to live this long, dude? You don't
especially
know. You might find out.
Especially in Altus, Oklahoma's got to be doubly tough.
Oh, really,
the point
man?
That I'm trying
really,
to make is,
like I've only been no place, you know?
You've only been no place. I'll tell you one thing, though. I turn a nice dollar.
You do? Well, I've done pretty good in my life, too.
What business
I'm retired
oh,
now.
Yeah? Well, how much money do you make doing that? Except out of a golf
being
course.
Being retired?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to work all of my life? You're going to have to.
Good idea.
Try. Just a little bit harder. Some more, I said try.